He just called me.
It was necessary, Forsythe. It was necessary, and you certainly warned. You said all the things you could possibly say.
Yes,
work, though, is that our meeting with the talk to you about the conquer.
It's a bullet.
And it doesn't really do us any good. No announcement you could make there is going to be any better than an announcement you can make on your own. Or as good as an announcement you can make on your own. It gets the whole TU issue out in the open. It will infuriate Hanoi. It just doesn't. And then not going sets up a perfect cover for me to go out there. If I'm not at Midway and Rogers is there, Nova, no matter what we say, it's not that I want to be there, but it just, it will work, but it, people are going to, the cover of my being sent out there on a fact-finding mission, while we tell you we're doing it, as a substitute.
Would you mind raising this with Munger?
I'll raise it before he sees you.
Yeah, and just raise it and say, look, we just feel that it will be interpreted as, well, first thing I ask about, what are you talking about? Did you talk about coalition government? Did you talk about when you're going to get out? Did you talk about, it's just going to be one goddamn mess.
It will, and it's going to be
question of the Southfield government rather than anything else.
And it will raise.
And it isn't going to help him, frankly, in terms of, his own election, in my opinion. It'll look like everybody is watching like a hawk to see whether I'm going. Remember, I was asked at the press conference, am I going to go to South Vietnam before? And the reason they asked it because they thought I would go there for the purpose of boosting his election chances. We've got to take hands off from the election, help them, hands off publicly, privately.
I think we can get away. Well, I have to get Bunker's judgment, but if Bunker gives us any hope at all, I don't think we ought to do it.
Yeah.
And it would set up a perfect cover with the bureaucracy for going.
Yeah.
Not just for the public, because then Rogers would understand why you're sending me, and he won't want to go, I can assure you.
No, I don't think so. Well, this five-power foreign minister's thing, Jesus Christ.
Well, we can slow it down. I'll tell Dobrynin you don't want the foreign minister's meeting.
Yeah,
we can screw it up in the preparations. This will be months.
Yeah. When you do that, totally agree with me. This isn't the way to do it. It's the way I like to do it.
Well, you might tell him that you'll study it, but and you think it requires a lot of preparation.
Yeah.
Then that already puts it in there.
Yeah, a lot of preparation might be a foreign minister's meeting to see. I don't want them to think that we want the foreign ministers to get together and prepare meetings. It's ridiculous to continue this goddamn facade of the effect of foreign ministers and dealing with the Soviet. Can do anything. You can't do a goddamn thing.
In fact, in many ways, it's the worst level. It's high enough to be very visible, and yet Gromyko doesn't have the authority. And as it happens now, in no modern government does the foreign minister in France, Pompidou really conducts foreign policy in Britain. Good as you may see, he's conducted.
And in Germany,
Israel doesn't even know most of the things that are going on.
Strange, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a characteristic.
The foreign minister thing has changed.
Yeah. He's become an administrator of a large bureaucracy. You're not going to, I've just read the files on the negotiations, because that's going to be surfaced. And
the ones you conducted?
Yeah.
67%.
That makes me look good, so I have no personal, and it will even help this administration a little because it shows that I was committed to negotiations before. But we just don't have records like this in the bureaucracy.
That's why the bureaucracy is furious.
But they can't leak on us like this.
Goddamn bastards, you know. They want the records. They want you to give them everything, and they want to debrief and all that sort of thing. Just as well, we play it close to the vest. We look really, nobody, incidentally, after this thing, nobody's going to come into me and say, Jesus, can't you? Why don't we talk more to people? Why should I talk to people? And really, why should I ever say anything to the Secretary of State or the Secretary of Defense after this sort of an incident? I'll be goddamned if I'm going to. I'm not going to do it. I don't trust them. I do not trust the bureaucracies and the secretaries, by golly, and you're going to pass it out. I'm going to keep everything I want secret. It's going to be kept right here in my own hand.
Now, you are in much better shape. It makes it very important after you leave office.
Yeah.
For you to put out, to compile your records in such a way that the future historians can work with them. But that's something we don't have to worry about for a long stretch.
Well, we just do the best we can. My God, it certainly has something on it. When you think of kind of a damn world war we've been strong people today so far, I must say. But the American people with some tradition of this. Our goddamn leader class is as weak as a...
Our leader class
is
a horror.